Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, you're waking up to schools being closed, colleges closed, Colorado State's closed, CU Boulder, University of Denver, all shut down this morning. So just enjoy your time at home with your kiddos if you get to stay at home. I guess it's a good day to take a PTO day if you got them built up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier to tell you the schools that aren't closed this morning.
Yeah,
and
everything's closed.
I bet they're going to change that as we get closer to their actual, you know, opening time. So it's pretty messy out there.
Yeah. I know my kiddos found out last night, you know, I think it was like 8 o'clock or something. The calls, the emails, the texts were all coming in. So they were incredibly happy to enjoy a snow day finally, because they didn't really get any of those this season.
No.
I was excited to enjoy my Italian sausage soup last night that Nick Knack recommended.
Ooh, you didn't have tacos?
No, we had a big old hearty bowl of soup. And I should probably post the recipe for this soup because it is killer. It is so good, Katie.
Huh.
It's like Italian sausage and cream and vegetables and beans and noodles. Oh!
Beans and noodles.
Beans and noodles.
Going hard with this soup.
A lot of fiber in it. And a little spinach. Yeah. You like throw spinach in at the end, too? It's like...
You've got to.
The stomach's like, oh, hell no! Keep it away! But really good. And I overate. And I had like 4 or 5 rolls with it as well.
Oh, gosh.
So Jeremy needs to find a treadmill today, thanks to the Italian soup last night. Now, from what I understand, you parked it on the couch all day yesterday and watched TV, and you got a new reality show, right?
I did. Well, I love this show called Million Dollar Secret. I don't know if other people are a fan, because I just kind of stumbled upon it on Netflix. I haven't seen any, like, commercials for it or ads for it, but it is fascinating because you take a group of people, right? And there's $1 million to be had, and everybody has a suitcase, and it's just like randomly, you know, assigned to somebody. So let's say the three of us go into this mansion, right? And there's a host there and everything. And between the three of us, one of us has $1 million in our suitcase.
Okay.
And then it really is a series of, it's about being popular, really, this one is. Because, like, the other people vote for who they want to vote out of the mansion, right? So you have, like, a whole day with these people. You're trying to figure out who the millionaire is. The millionaire has a, I can't remember what they call it, but they have a task to complete, right? So they're like, you have to go up to 5 people and take their hat off without them.
So you know you're the millionaire?
You know you're the millionaire. Nobody else does. But if you have the money and the host says you need to go up to 5 people and take their hat off today, and if you don't, you've got 4 votes against you when it comes to the deciding. If you do, you get 2 more votes to vote somebody off. So it's so fat. Like, it is a mind game for sure, all the way to the end. And the final episode was released last week. So anybody who is watching this, hopefully it won't be a spoiler to you. But it is just fascinating. And it's a reality show that's not about love for once for me. So it's like
just pure cash
taking me into a different direction, right? Yeah. And I'm trying to, you know, manifest more money and everything in my life. So I was like, I should probably watch more shows about money. And that's what this one was about. But it is like, it keeps me glued to my TV the whole time. It's not one of those shows that you can, like, be on your phone playing while you watch
it.
Because
focus.
You have to focus. And that's what I like about it, too. It has all my attention the entire time. And
that's pretty neat.
It's a really
good
show.
Those are
good
shows.
You can find it on Netflix. And it's funny, too. Like, the host tries to be funny, but he's English, so it's that dry delivery. It's hilarious. Like, he's really funny. So I strongly encourage you at least checking it out. Again, it's called Million Dollar Secret.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix. And
excellent.
There's like at least, I think, 4, or maybe is it 2 for this one? Maybe it's just 2 seasons. Nonetheless, there's a lot of episodes for you to check out for this series. So it's worth it. It's
all
worth
right.
The watch.
It's a good snow day show, it
yes.
sounds like. There you go. Really quick, my wife. Hi, Nick Knack. Good morning, honey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Texted in and was asking you if that show that you're watching on Netflix is kid-friendly. What's the name of the show?
It's called Million Dollar Secret.
Is it kid friendly?
There's some like mild swearing in there. It says actually due to the themes of lying, manipulation, and language, it's advised to be cautious for younger viewers.
Oh, we're cool with all that.
I know. Yeah,
that's
and
fine.
That's the thing is like you
we're
can.
All, we're good with all those.
You can lie to the people who are in the hotel with or the mansion with you to as to sway them from figuring out who the millionaire is. So
that's fine.
Yeah,
lying and manipulation.
A lot of manipulation.
No biggie. As long as there's no breastises or anything
like
that.
No, there's no nudity at all.
Oh, No,
so
no, did he?
You're
fine,
good.
But we're good with
you're
the manipulation.
Good there.
All right, thank you. Now we know. It's okay for some kids.
Hey,
funny. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Time for PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your ding-dang day. Who's got the positive?
I have the P today, and I love this because there's a lot of times where I lay in bed and I can't sleep, even if I'm absolutely exhausted. But I have a new tip and a new trick for you to get those Z's, and it really, really works. They actually talk to a cognitive scientist who pretty much introduced this more than a decade ago, and it is called cognitive shuffling, okay? So no more counting sheep. That is out the window. We're not doing that anymore. What we're doing is we're taking a word, and this word has to be something that doesn't have a whole lot of emotional attachment to you. So you can't have this word that, you know, immediately you think of somebody and it makes you sad or something. It has to be a neutral word like blanket, right? So you take blanket and you take each letter of that word. So we're going to go with B first, right? So you take B and then you think of all of the words that start with B. Right? So blankets, you're thinking boy,
baloney.
You're thinking baloney, you're thinking balloon, all of these things. And as you think of them, you visualize them in your mind. So you have a picture of a boy, you've got a picture of some baloney.
I'm thinking about baloney
and
right
you're
now.
You're moving it, like, right? You're not like focusing on one thing too long. You're just moving it right along to the next word
What's
until you kind of, then you get to the
Llama.
A, right? We're talking about ants. We're talking about whatever else.
Ancestry.com.
Exactly. Like all of the A's that you can think of. And then you move on to the next letter and so on and so on.
S.
And they're saying, like, a lot of you won't even finish the word.
Salamander.
By the time you get to the middle of the word, most people zonk out because
no
way. It is so
How
focused.
How long is it? Can you do cat? Or does it have to be a long word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Just
keep going with that one.
A little longer. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Yeah,
that's the one you want.
Yeah. So
not dog.
So get a little bit of a, you know, seven. They say that's what it was. It was between 5 and 12 letters. So
okay,
you do
good.
Want a longer,
okay.
a
sure.
longer word. But it does help you at least focus on some. And it's the same trick
like
as
this.
It is the, you know, counting sheep. But it's a little more deliberate. It's a little more thinking involved, and that kind of tricks your mind into falling asleep. And again, these scientists, they've been doing it for years, and they're like, this actually works. Like, you know,
okay.
once you go to bed, you follow your normal routine and everything, but you start doing this and yeah, it can help you catch some Z's. I like it.
Feel like you could use this when you are at the dentist with your massive fear of going to the dentist. As you're laying there in the chair, you could probably do this to get your mind off what's going on as well.
So I just fall asleep and I don't experience it.
Well,
why not?
You wouldn't even necessarily fall asleep, but it's just a way to get your mind off of something that is consuming you.
A good
yeah.
distraction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and they say, like, the reason this works is because, you know, we have our brain that's so busy processing what's happened over the course of the day, so those thoughts can keep you stuck in an alert, like, problem-solving mode, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't work with sleep. So they say this is a way for your job to change the channel and refocus on something that's more likely to help you fall asleep, something that's not.
Oh,
so,
I got an email.
Hey,
someone's thinking
you.
Of you.
Already.
E. What starts with E?
But yeah, it is very, very effective and something that at least you can try. Doesn't hurt to try it,
yeah.
right?
I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah, fun. Having a problem right. falling asleep. There you go.
There it is. What's the M?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you did get a text message saying you are cordially invited and specially selected to attend Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding, that text message is a scam. And even massive artists like Maren Morris fell for it.
I got this like spam text a couple weeks ago and it was like, you're invited to Taylor and Travis's wedding. And I was like, I'm blocking this because like there's no way they would send an invitation through like a text like this.
I mean, why not?
But I was like, how is this going to my
what
number?
What if it's the actual invitation,
what if
Maren?
What if I like
just
trashed
it?
Yeah.
Just listening to that is the minus.
Oh.
Who is listening to that podcast? Oh my god! I got that in my testament.
But you know, Taylor's got like the invitation of
well, yeah,
all
you're
invitations.
Not getting
oh
a text
yeah, it'll be hand delivered by
hey.
You know somebody on you know hot air balloon.
Yes.
That's exactly how it's gonna come. She's so extravagant yeah. in every way, like that. So if you did get a text message, unfortunately, no, you are not invited to the Swift and Kelce wedding. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Katie
oh my god,
and Jer.
I can't believe I can't. I want to go so bad.
Sorry to subject you to that.
Oh, that was horrible. All right, so let's wrap things up with the interesting. All right, fellas, get ready to grab your pee-pee ding-ding. John something or other, 50-year-old dude who's a strong man out of Halifax, West Yorkshire. Hello! just pulled a 2-ton French police car 131 feet using his pee-pee ding-ding while set ablaze.
What?
Now, I have questions. What was set ablaze? His pee-pee ding-ding or the car? Or him? I need answers.
Why?
Anyway, well, it's to raise awareness for prostate cancer, which is the most common cancer in men.
Such a guy thing to do,
skin
though.
Skin cancer. But yeah, he's a martial arts expert, former bare-knuckle fighter, used a tow rope attached to his manhood, and pulled that police car down the street. I guess he's done it before.
Of course he has.
With his testicles.
Didn't we talk about him? Didn't we talk about him when
it
he pulled
sounds
it?
Familiar.
Because remember, we were like, where did he hook it? To
oh,
the
so it yeah, must have yeah, been yeah. his
so
testes.
That one yeah. was the testicles. This time around, the pee-pee ding-ding. That's I didn't realize it was so strong.
I didn't either.
It doesn't just pop right
off. I mean,
off.
You see toddlers tugging on it all the time, and you're like, careful with that.
Well, no, this just goes to show me you guys are absolutely overreacting when you get hit in the pills, right?
Okay.
If this guy can pull it with a truck.
Great point.
Come on.
Great point. That is a man right there.
Yeah.
That is a man right there. There you go. There's your PMI with JKJ this morning here at Mix 100.